Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're asking if the U.S. is really on the verge of a nuclear power comeback, you know, a renaissance. We've been going through a ton of reports and analysis on this. It's a big deal, right? It's not just about flipping on the lights. It's about geopolitics, tech, the whole shebang.
It really is fascinating. You know, the U.S. nuclear scene is, well, let's just say it's pretty old school. Mm-hmm. Most reactors are from way back, like the 70s and 80s. And now, suddenly, everyone's talking about a nuclear revival.
So why now? What's changed? What's driving this nuclear buzz?
Think about it. The world wants clean energy, right? We've got these big climate goals. But quitting fossil fuels is hard. So nuclear power, which, let's be honest, had kind of been shoved aside, it's suddenly back in the game. It's like everyone realized, hold on, we might actually need nuclear to make this clean energy thing work.
So is it a global thing then? Everyone's suddenly into nuclear.
Exactly. And of course, the U.S., you know, likes to be top dog. So naturally, they want to lead this new nuclear wave. Setting the pace, calling the shots globally, it's a pretty appealing idea, right?
Sounds good on paper, but let's be real. For a lot of people, nuclear power equals, well, disaster. Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, not exactly great PR.
You're not wrong. Public perception is a major hurdle. But it's not just about past fears or the climate emergency. There's another big factor pushing this: competition, specifically China.
Ah, yes, the geopolitical angle. Everyone wants to know how the U.S. measures up to China in this new nuclear age.
Well, while the U.S. was, let's just say, taking a bit of a break from nuclear, China's been building new reactors like crazy, state-of-the-art stuff. They're on track to be the world's number one nuclear energy producer. So the U.S. needs to catch up. And fast.
So it's a nuclear power struggle on a global scale. What about Russia? Where do they fit in?
Russia adds another layer of intrigue, that's for sure. Remember, the U.S. really wants to depend less on Russia for nuclear fuel. It's a tough balancing act, aiming for energy independence while also handling these, shall we say, delicate geopolitical situations.
High stakes all around. And speaking of high stakes, the U.S. Department of Energy has set some pretty ambitious targets. They're talking about tripling nuclear capacity by 2050. That's a whole lot of new reactors.
That's the plan laid out in their Pathways to Commercial Liftoff report. Basically, they're saying the U.S. has to build twice as much nuclear capacity in the next 25 years as it has in the past 60. It's a massive undertaking.
It's mind-boggling, but let's be practical for a second. Building these reactors is expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those two new reactors in Georgia, Vogtle Units 3 and 4, haven't they been a bit of a mess? Delays, cost overruns, the works. What happened there?
Yeah, the Vogtle project, it kind of shows you just how tough it is to build these big nuclear projects. It's not easy.
Because it wasn't just a small bump in the road, right? Those reactors are, what, 7 years behind schedule and billions over budget.
Exactly. And a big part of that is, well, the U.S. just isn't that good at building these things anymore.
What do you mean?
The whole nuclear ecosystem. It's kind of fallen apart.
Ecosystem. So it's not just about, like, the reactor itself. It's everything around it, too.
Right. Imagine you're building a skyscraper. Yeah. You've got the plans, but what if you don't have the right people, materials, even the rules and regulations? Everything gets delayed, costs go up. That's the problem the U.S. nuclear industry is facing.
So it's like trying to bake a cake and half the ingredients are missing and the oven's busted.
Something like that. And then you add in those worries we talked about, you know, Chernobyl, the waste. It scares off investors. Even if the government tries to help, the risks are just huge.
Because nuclear, it's not like a small mistake. If something blows up, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the costs to even get started are astronomical.
You got it. Investors get nervous, and I don't blame them. There's a lot of talk about these small modular reactors, SMRs. They're supposed to be cheaper, faster to build.
Right, right. Those smaller reactors everyone's talking about.
Yeah. But will they really work? Nobody knows. It's still really new. Investors are, you know, hopeful, but still on the fence.
So, still a lot up in the air for nuclear in the U.S. Okay,
yes.
Let's say, just for argument's sake, the U.S. does figure it out. They get their act together and start building reactors again. Could they catch up to China? Because it sounds like China's got a serious head start.
They do. From the data we've looked at, even if everything goes perfectly for the U.S., they might be, even with China, on nuclear power, but not until, like, 2045. It's neck and neck. And China, they're not slowing down. They've got their plan, and they're going for it.
So the clock is ticking. What happens if the U.S. can't get it together? If this whole nuclear thing fizzles out?
Well, that's when things could get kind of scary. Remember those huge energy demands we talked about? Data centers, AI, all that.
Oh, yeah. Like those deals with Microsoft, Amazon wanting nuclear power for their data centers. That's a big bet on nuclear.
Exactly. If the U.S. can't meet that demand with clean energy, they'll probably go back to fossil fuels.
Which, wouldn't that be a disaster for their climate plans? And for trying to be a leader on climate change?
100%. It'd make them depend on other countries even more for energy, which is a whole other mess. Not to mention, they'd miss out on all the good stuff from being a leader in nuclear tech.
So, the stakes are huge. Really huge. It's about way more than just energy. But you mentioned, like, a worst-case scenario. One where the U.S. doesn't build any new reactors. What does that future look like?
That's the one nobody wants to talk about. In that scenario, the U.S. falls even further behind China. We're talking, by the end of this decade, China is calling the shots on nuclear power globally.
2031? That's not that far away. Feels like the U.S. is at a crossroads here. Two very different paths they could go down.
It really is. One path, it's like, you know, a boom for nuclear in the U.S. They could be back on top, leading the way on tech, on clean energy. The other, well, let's just say it's not pretty. Missed chances, stuck with old tech, and, relying on other countries too much, which is never good.
Two paths, two very different futures for the U.S. and, well, the whole world, really. You use the term U.S.-led global nuclear order. But after everything we've talked about, is that even possible at this point?
It's a tough one. It's not enough to just want it, right? The U.S. has to actually do something. Investors, everyone, they need to see action, a real plan, and that they're serious about tackling these problems.
So it's a race against time, against China, against, well, themselves, maybe.
That's the thing. It's what makes this whole thing so interesting. The next few years, they're going to be crucial. Will we see the U.S. put their money where their mouth is? Will those new reactors actually get built? Or will they just fall behind watching everyone else take over?
It's a nail biter, that's for sure. So for those of us at home trying to follow along, what should we be watching for? How do we know if this is the real deal or just hype?
Keep your eyes peeled for news about new reactors actually being built. That's the key. New projects, big investments, that's how you know it's serious.
So those announcements, or the lack of them, that's what will tell us if this nuclear comeback is for real.
Exactly. Talk is cheap, right? When you're talking nuclear, it's all about action.
It's a lot to take in, that's for sure. Gives us plenty to think about. So until next time on The Deep Dive, keep digging deeper, keep asking those questions.
And keep learning. That's the only way forward.